Hello, and welcome to my first ever math podcast. My name is Leslie, and today we will be talking about the first exploration question, number 17, which says, according to the table in this lesson, U.S. energy consumption decreased in the middle 1970s and in the early 1980s. Research to find what are generally felt to be the reasons for these decreases. So for a little background, during the 1970s, American oil consumption was increasing while domestic oil production was decreasing. And this ultimately led to an increase of dependence on oil imported abroad. No one was really worried about this because policymakers in Washington convinced them that Arab oil exporters couldn't afford losing the revenue from the U.S. market. So they felt very proud of themselves there and just completely disregarded the whole situation. All of this eventually led to the energy crisis, as they called it, after an oil embargo was imposed by the OAPEC, causing severe fuel shortages and sky-high prices for that fuel. Basically, after this embargo, the oil barrel price increased from $3 to $12 per barrel, and a lot of crazy prices went all the way up, and a lot of families really struggled from that. Decades of abundant supply and growing consumption passed by, forcing Americans to pay higher prices and deal with fuel shortages. This led to extremely long lines at gas stations, which doesn't really sound like a problem because Chick-fil-A lines are probably longer than what was going on here. But there was also businesses that had to close their gas stations on Sundays, and the cutting back on energy throughout the country really affected families because they had to change their whole life around just to get it back to where it was. And the source that I used was history.com, and it's called Energy Crisis 1970s. That's what the title of it is. And at the very bottom, there is a paragraph that I really liked and wanted to go ahead and discuss with you guys. It says, as a part of the movement toward energy reform, efforts were made to stimulate domestic oil production as well as to reduce American dependence on fossil fuels and find alternative sources of power, including renewable energy sources. Renewable energy sources include solar power, wind power, water power, and nuclear power, and that's kind of what they did there. It says, however, after oil prices collapsed in the mid-1980s and prices dropped to more moderate levels, more affordable levels, domestic oil production fell again, and while progress toward energy efficiency slowed and foreign imports increased. So it was a whole mess. It was really hard for everyone to get back to where they were. And it just kind of stabbed them in the back after a little bit after this war between countries in the Middle East. And yeah, that was kind of all of it. So basically, the energy crisis was not a situation that America was prepared for. Everyone was just so used to living their everyday lives, and they just were not ready for this crazy drop in energy consumption. And it was just a lot for them to handle, and it was really hard for them to get back to. Families were affected a lot. They had to alter their lives and try their hardest to save on energy. One of the examples that they used was that the environmentalists told families to turn off their Christmas lights for a year, basically, And just try to refrain from having those up at all so that the energy could get back to where it was. This oil embargo caused a whole mess in America and some other countries and was targeted basically at America just because they felt like it and wanted to be rude. It was all part of the, I think it's called the Yom Kippur War, which ended in late October of, I think, 1973. And the embargo and limitations on oil production continued, which sparked an international energy crisis. And it was just crazy expensive for businesses to purchase oil for whatever they needed it for. So I hope that answers your question. I know I took 6 minutes and it was only supposed to be around a minute or two, but I just kind of got interested in this topic. And I don't know if there was any background noises. I've been outside just so I could get some privacy, and there's a lot of noises out here, so I hope that you didn't hear too many of those. But I'd like to thank everybody, including Miss Hollins, for joining this podcast and listening to it. I hope it answers the question well, and I hope I did a good job explaining it. I don't know, sometimes I get off topic, but I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and I guess we'll have more podcasts in the future, so I'll see you in the next one.